We want to make great decisions on and off the field. And we're hoping that with our time here on the field today, and that when we don't have a script and we're on the call-up periods, that we're making great decisions. And so the message will be the same for all our players, that we're trying to make great decisions. And any conversations that I've had with Stefan will remain between him and I and the club.
According to a video,
that we're going to do, Karen, is we're going to coach the guys that show up at 8. And the ones that say, hey, I got a situation, will be at 8:05. We'll coach those as well. This is a voluntary part of our off-season program. Mm-hmm. Every player that's not here, which there aren't many, have been in communication with me and their position coaches.
Mike Vrabel. That could get fun. If that's us, whose side are we on? The new coach who is intended to restore credibility, the Patriot way, former, you know, quasi great player on the team. We already love him. He's going to help us. Versus Diggs, who I'm not sure we like at all, really. I think a Patriot fan has had no chance to warm up to Stephon Diggs.
Right. They're maybe the last time they really thought about Stephon Diggs was him waving goodbye to their defensive backs running away from them, you know, on his way to the end zone. I mean, it happened, you know, in a few prominent spots, primetime games. Like he had some moments against New England.
I mean, Vrabel is pretty no nonsense. He comes across right there, just, you know, pretty businesslike. I don't know.
I think I mostly would want to. I'm not sure. I don't think I've always been like this about this sort of thing. But I think over the last 5 to 10 years, maybe, I mostly, really, before the league, I think I've been like this a while. Because Marshawn Lynch, drugs in the car. Right, remember this? Like in the glove box was a gun. He's still on the Bills, I think. He's home in the offseason. There's an unregistered gun and there's some dope in the car, marijuana. And at least I believe that's what it was. And I remember being like, just don't be dumb enough to get caught. You, of course, you're a young dude. You play football. Smoking marijuana is better than shooting yourself up with painkillers. Fine. Just don't do it with cameras rolling. It's kind of where I ended up there, and that's a long time ago now. So I think that's where I'd be here. Like, yeah, you know, I'm not naive enough to think that these guys all are Nathan McKinnon and, like, you know, just legendarily hard ass about fitness and diet, and every waking minute is just geared towards I got to be the best I can possibly be tomorrow. It's just practice. I don't care. Like, there are people like that in pro sports. I don't know how few and far between they are. And there's probably a lot of people that like to enjoy the whatever. Like, I can afford this. I'm just going to live my life. I don't have a problem. It's just recreational. And like, okay, just don't shoot a video of it on your phone. I don't want to have this problem. I
think in this case, there's no avoiding it. I mean, it's so many people on that boat, and it's got to be a lot of phones. I mean, I feel like on this one, right. You make your choice. On one hand, could he have gone on this tour of Miami Harbor, if that's what it's called, a week ago? Well, maybe. On the other, I don't know, was Cardi B his girlfriend a week ago? Like, now I've got that happening.
It's
and
been going
maybe
on a
I
while.
Could just...
I don't know. I didn't assume they were dating, but I saw them seated next together at a Knicks game earlier in the playoffs.
Okay.
Like,
well,
that happened.
You know, sometimes you make choices in these kinds of things. The heart wants, et cetera, and I'm just going to not go to work today because I don't really have to.
Right. Even though I'm rehabbing a knee injury.
I know it would look good. I know I should, but I mean, this. I saw some of that video. I'd be tempted. It seems like the kind of thing where maybe you'd have fun on that boat. I don't know. Just
does look all right.
It doesn't sound like just like going to Beaver Island or something for the day to hike.
No.
Play 9 holes of golf or something.
Cruising the Black Rock Channel to get to Grass Island. No, it's a little more.
It seems like a lot.
A little more high end than that, I think.
Yeah, maybe
going on there.
Maybe. But you could. I'm stereotyping in a few ways here. You could see a Patriots fan today being like, get rid of him. Culture.
Yeah.
I don't like him anyway. He's old anyway. He's injured anyway. I don't need him. I've got Kayshawn Boutte.
I mean, he came here and, like we talked through in the first segment, got, I think, rightly so, a lot of credit for bringing Allen to helping get Allen to where Allen is now. And, you know, I don't want to get hung up on whether it's a disproportionate amount, whatever. It coincided with the elevation of the entire franchise led by Josh Allen. So, okay, credit for that. Now he's being brought to New England to, I think, do basically the same sort of thing. That's part of the hope, I think, is even though he's not the status of player he once was, he's coming off an injury, this is a guy who, what's the reputation, like what's the bio read? Burns to win, demands greatness, has been a great player in the league, and that's going to help Drake May. And you know we're not even into training camp yet, and we've got Coke on a boat. Maybe whatever it is, like just whoa, dude.
That sounded a lot more right to me 4 years ago than it seems today.
Yeah,
right.
So,
I mean,
so I would understand a Patriot fan going like, "What did we buy? Why did we? What are we doing here?"
When Diggs left, was it still his deserved reputation that it was anything to win? I mean. You only have so much data, but what we saw on the field sometimes was not team first. It was me first.
Yeah.
And generally, team first is what we count. That's what counts as, you know, the other thing, like just that sort of level of commitment. But Diggs is, I think, a little bit of a con artist. Like he would tell you in a very eloquent way often how devoted he was. You know, he remember when after the minicamp flap from a couple years ago, he got to Fisher and he was effusive about how much you didn't hear me say I didn't want to be here. You know, he was like almost defiant and effusive about praise for the whole thing. And the media ate it up. They all lined up to go on Twitter and talk about how amazing he was for being so open and just, I don't know, like, how did it happen in the first place? He would never... I might get the chronology wrong because it was kind of scattershot. It wasn't always that we were hearing from him, but
no.
You know, different interviews where he just couldn't bring himself to say what that he was happy or anything that would just sort of like put your mind at ease. He couldn't bring himself to do that in what seemed like kind of obvious ways.
Yeah, he never. I would say it this way sometimes, and I don't mean this to be critical of people who do it because I don't know that they're all being, or even many of them are being patronizing. But Diggs, I think, was just being so real that he couldn't just give you the sort of I love it here, I love blue cheese. Like he just would not spoon feed you that. And I respect that because, you know, when everybody sort of hits the same note all the time, that's what can make you wonder how real it is. Because, you know, I think you know going in, like, all right, just say this and this and this and you'll be fine. Nobody will bother you.
Yeah, that wasn't him.
Right? That was not him. Like he's going to tell you whether it's going to make it harder for him or not. He's just going to tell you. I think mostly that's how I read him.
Yeah, so... Always a mixed bag. He was always good to talk about because people would read him differently, right? And again, we're so limited in what we get access to. I don't know about what he means to the Patriots as a veteran acquisition that's supposed to help them with the culture stuff. Maybe we've just been through too much dig stuff over the years for me to think like that's really sort of a believable thought. I think what they had was just a huge void at wide receiver, and were willing to pay him probably what was way over market to sign with them. Like who wouldn't go? Godwin wouldn't go. They wanted Godwin and maybe offered him more, but he went back to Tampa. I think there was someone else. And so they're at a point where, like, they've got this quarterback. They add Mike Vrabel, but they don't have any talent. So here's $5-10 million more than you'd probably get from anybody else. We need you. And, you know, how does that sometimes fly with an employee? Well, I'm not – thank you. I'll see you in September. I mean, it's sort of Rodgers right now. I mean, Rodgers isn't under contract. But he has leverage. He doesn't need to be there for OTAs, and he's not. And he'll probably show up at the latest possible date where he doesn't get you know, he doesn't apparently mind. I think he loves the spotlight.
Oh, the mystery of what's he going to do next.
But he doesn't want to be at minicamp. He's proven that with the Jets. So how do I, you know? Like, people talk about the Rodgers thing like it's already done, probably. He's just not there because he's Aaron Rodgers, and he doesn't feel like he needs to be there. And that's maybe Diggs in some way, too. So I think, I don't know how it sounds, but I would bet a lot of Patriots fans just want to cut bait. You know, it's like it's a certain kind of town, and they're going to trust Mike Vrabel.
Right.
And if it comes down to, have you seen this Kyle Williams, guys? I don't know if you've seen Kyle Williams at the OTAs, but apparently he's the talk of practice.
Yeah.
Rookie receiver.
I it definitely feels to me like Patriots fans would almost unquestionably side with Vrabel. Like, if Vrabel, if they're having meetings right now, and like he's raising the idea, like, you know, what are you doing? What are we doing here? I don't need this. We don't need this. Let's just cut bait. Yeah, whatever. Whatever the dead money is, I mean, they had a ton of money. I'm sure they can find a way to do it if they want to. And I'll bet the vast majority of fans, in particular because Diggs is not, he's diminished at this point. Not entirely because of this video, but, you know, his injury, his age, his production, it's all sort of been dropping. And so if Vrabel wants to go to war over it, like make a move on him, I would bet the majority of fans would appreciate it and side with him because you're not sure what you were going to get from this player anyway at this point. Like, it's not like you're assuming
that's right
100 catches or something at all. Far from it.
That's right. They did not bring him in to be what the Bills brought Diggs in here for, to be a star and a leader and an important player on a Super Bowl contender. That's not what they're doing. They're trying to get to the playoffs, and they're hoping he has, 80 catches left in him or something like that off a torn ACL that can help keep them from drowning at that position. That's how it feels to me. I wonder if today changes anything. 803-0550 if you want to discuss it with us. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.